right, welcome. I just want to welcome everyone in real quick. This is a broadcast. We're now going to be opening up also on IGTV. So we'll be covering social media from a lot of different aspects and a lot of different angles, because the message that we share and the message that we believe in here at PSM, Prodigal Sons Ministry, you know, that's been inactive for so long now, that we want to bring it out to more people, because we've ran into a time where a lot of people are comparing what's going on in their lives and what's going on in the world today to what they've learned thus far. And by the grace of God, I thank everyone for every part of it that they have learned. But there are so many pieces out there to secure what it is that you believe in, that we want to make sure, because time has gone on, things have changed, and we've watched in our lives how different narratives have played out, different persuasions, different belief systems, you know, and there are a lot of things that do lead to the point of where we are today. The different ideologies that have, you know, just somehow made their way into the mainstream with very little, you know, a knowledge of them. It's like people are just led astray because they're tired of what was called the norm on one side. Now we have others saying that there's a new norm. So you have people out here looking for what's norm and what's not norm, or what's normal and what's not normal, what's true and what's not true. And that's what we hope to bring forth here at Prodigal Sons Ministry, because with over 30 years of this path of life, this path, and in most cases people traveled a lot, and people went around the world and saw a lot of different things and brought back a lot of experience as well. Well, I'm no different. And so what I'll add to the hope that you'll join me in this journey is, listen, growing up during the time of the beginning of hip hop, during the 80s, 70s and 80s, in New Haven, Connecticut, Trenton, New Jersey, you learned some things and you saw some things that you did not know until they played out later in life. And then at the mid-age, right young age of 16, to leave all of that to move to the South. Not just into the South, but deep into the South. So you brought two different worlds, two different paradigms, two different ideologies, two different trains of thought. And throughout life, they have clashed and they have bear witness of one another, and they have shown two different sides of every story. I mean, you think about it. You go through your history books. You go through your Google accounts and see what life was like during those times in the areas. And you'll see what we were learning at. And there were so many of us that were learning, and so many stayed there. And some of us left or were caused to leave. And with that, we enter in this episode of PSM COR, and I call this episode The New Norm. The New Norm. The Joke. The New Norm. Well, starting off, I would like to add, life has brought a lot of experiences. Life has brought a lot of up and downs and disappointments and satisfactions, fulfillments and unfulfillments, and sadness and happiness. Life has brought, you know, similar things for all of us. And because life has brought these things, excuse me for one, make sure this is okay. And here in this time, has brought on pain, loss. And no matter where you're from, what culture you come from, how you ceremonially or traditionally deal with such things, pain is pain. The way we interpret it may be different, but the feeling is the same. Being lost, confused, it's the same in all of us. We portray it different. We display it different, but it's the same in all of us. Fear. We know that look in all of our eyes. We all have it. We've had it. It's been a part of our lives. Success, we've all had it. We've seen that smile that melts from the heart of satisfaction, and when you step back and you congratulate yourself and you poke your chest out with that smile of satisfaction. So that's success from the inside. And we know what that feels like, and we know what that is. So there are certain things that are normal. Normal. See, we took the word normal and we changed it to a way of life normal, like our routines, our daily activities. I like to do this on Monday and this on Tuesday and this on Wednesday. So that became our norm. We like to roll according to our schedules. We don't like anything to break or interfere with our schedules because that's not normal. So if anything interferes with our schedules, we kind of get taken aback and say, this isn't normal. When in all things, it really is normal. Distractions and things that come in life are normal. Your schedule, your idea of how the day is supposed to go is what's not normal. The idea that you have of each day, we'll take the word normal and cast it away. And we'll replace it with you have hope in each day. You have the hope that it continues the way you see that it would like, you would like for it to go, or you see how you see it should go to make it feel normal to you. But the day is normal. The evils, the disappointments, the negatives, they're normal. You enter into a world of possibilities. But those possibilities can only come to pass with your involvement. As you go through your day and I go through my day, there are sometimes leeway or, you know, space we give for what we consider normal. We leave room for interferences. So when something does happen at different times, it doesn't bother us as much, but there are some things that catch our attention. And that's why this pandemic has caught everyone's attention, because it interfered with everyone's schedule, everyone's way of life, everyone's. And because it did, it becomes a new normal, because now the pandemic has added on things that we didn't foresee. And some of those things are real, some of those things are not. Some of those things are able to be dealt with, some of those things are not. Some of those things are figments of your imagination, some things are not. That's where the tricky part comes in, what's normal and what's not. Because our minds and our tolerance is a funny place. Normal is what you can produce on a regular basis in your strength. Normal does not mean you can control everything and everyone else. Normal means you continue to produce what you produce within your own strength on those days. But as soon as something changes, your normal adjusts. We're not marionettes. We're not puppets. We're not slaves. We're not caught in this gambit of you work as a robot. You're allowed to change. I'll give you a verse of scripture like I always will. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And I quote that scripture a lot because it plays into everything that we're living in and what we're doing. You present yourself, but not to the world. You're presenting yourself to God. I'm ready for your service, oh God. I'm complete, intact, mind, body, and soul. Mind, soul, spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. I'm intact. I'm complete. You don't allow those things, so you present that to God. And God, I'm not gonna be as those fools of old and go commit this martyrdom and go sacrifice myself foolishly. If that presents itself in the path that I'm on, God will. But if it doesn't, I don't go aimlessly look off into other areas to do that. Why? Because I'm to present my body a living sacrifice, holy, complete, acceptable, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish unto God. And that's expected of you. That's your reasonable service. What interferes with that service is you being conformed to this world, trying to do the things of God in the mindset of this world. So we have a warning there. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. The struggle is always in your thinking. Normal is in your thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What changes that norm in our thinking? It's confusion.